Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Scamfluencers early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
This episode deals with body image issues, mental health, and large quantities of raw meat. Listen with care. Sachi, I know you go to the gym, but I'm wondering if you've ever gotten into one of those fad workouts slash diets in your time as a gym rat.
A terrible truth about my florid mental health nightmare is that I have done every diet. I have done every fad workout, every fad diet. I've tried them all. That's how I know they don't work.
Well, I haven't because I'm too scared and too lazy to really be consistent with anything.
Mm-hmm.
But as you know, it can be a really easy thing to fall into. And I'm about to tell you a story of a truly crazy fitness and lifestyle influencer who inspired a ton of dudes to go back to their ancestral roots. And that meant eating a ton of raw meat. Okay, Sachi. I'm going to start by showing you an Instagram video from November 2022. In the video, there's a guy sitting on a stool in the Mongolian forest. He's got piercing blue eyes and a super burly beard. Snow falls all around him, and yet he's wearing a t-shirt. But what's most shocking is what the man's holding. You got to check this out.
Okay, so he is a big beefcake. He's sitting in what looks like quite cold weather, wearing a t-shirt and like really bad army fatigues. And he is housing a piece of liver the size of a toddler.
Yeah, it is very much caveman energy. And this guy actually goes by the name Liver King. But behind the blood and the beard is a man with an entire social media team. He doesn't actually live in this wilderness. At some point after finishing this video, he'll fly back to Texas, possibly on a private jet, where he lives in a sprawling 8,000 square foot mansion with a souped up pickup truck in the driveway and a personal chef cooking in the kitchen. He even has a steam sauna and a hyperbaric chamber. He's built an empire by showing his fans how to live by his code, inspired by ancient hunter-gatherers, one TikTok at a time. When it comes to living like a caveman, Liver King knows all. But what he doesn't know is that at this exact moment, his enemies are planning a siege. It's not a threat from an invading army or an attack by land or sea. It's the most modern threat of all. A YouTube video. From Wondery, I'm Sarah Haggy.
And I'm Sachi Cole.
And this is Scamfluencers. Liver King wanted his followers to believe his extreme diet and lifestyle were leading to some serious gains. And those gains weren't just physical. Liver King wanted to call attention to how many men struggle with their mental health. But behind all the raw meat and cold plunges, Liver King was succumbing to the same pressures he was trying to fight. Pressures that forced him to start living a lie. This is, do you even grift, bro? Legend. Audible's collection of brand new, exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors will keep your heart rate up all month, in the best way possible. Their titles feature captivating sound design, eerie soundscapes, and dynamic performances, so you feel like you're really in the story.
Here's an Audible original that sounds intriguing. It's called The Gift by Sebastian Fitzek. It follows a con man that tries to save a kidnapped girl. And here's the twist. He has a photogenic memory, but he can't read. It kind of sounds like it could be another episode of Scamfluencers, don't you think?
Okay, I think I'll have to give that a listen. Also, as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog.
Try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/scampod or text scampod to 500-500.
That's audible.com/scampod or text scampod to 500-500 to try Audible free for 30 days.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
In 1987, Brian Johnson is skateboarding to the movie theater. He's 10 years old and still decades away from becoming Liver King. He's with his older brother in a suburb of San Antonio, Texas. Brian's dad died when he was around 3 years old, so it's just been him, his mom, and his older brother. The boys have spent all summer outside tackling each other for football or skating to the movies, and Brian loves it. But then middle school starts and things go downhill fast. Brian's friends move away and his brother starts hanging out with older kids. Plus, it seems like everyone else has a growth spurt overnight. But not Brian. He's still short and shrimpy, which makes him a prime target for bullies. He later says that on his first day of school, he gets beat up and it's so bad that he doesn't want to go back.
This is sad. It's tough to be a skinny little boy if you are sort of surrounded by big kids and large men.
Yeah, especially at that age when it seems like everyone's getting bigger except for you. And Brian also has no one left to talk to about how lonely, scared, and sad he is. When he talks about it years later on the podcast Diary of a CEO, you can still hear the pain in his voice.
And I would look in the mirror, I would look at the clothes that I had. I had absolutely no concept of self-worth. I was totally embarrassed. I was humiliated of this kid that I had become.
That's when Brian decides he will be different. He walks into his garage where his mom's boyfriend left an old weightlifting bench, and he gets to work. He's going to get strong no matter what. 5 years later, Brian is 15 years old, and he's really gotten into weightlifting. That scrawny kid who got beat up in middle school, he's nowhere to be found. Instead, Brian has a completely new look. Sachi, check out this photo of him.
All right, well, it's Brian in some tasteful swim trunks in front of a pool, and he looks like if you cut a 15-year-old's head off and put it on the body of an adult man who spends a lot of time at the gym. He's quite buff.
Yeah, he is super ripped. And even though he looks like an extra on Baywatch, Brian thinks of himself more as a lover than a fighter. That is, until one day when a kid at school decides he has a problem with him and picks a fight. A group of kids surround them in the schoolyard, yelling and shoving their way to the front. Brian doesn't want to fight. He begs the other boy not to hit him. He's worked so hard to fit in, and he's still getting picked on. He later says in an interview that he blurts out, "You don't want to fight me. I'm a pussy." Then he trips and falls. The crowd laughs and boos. Brian lies on the ground full of shame. He later says on Diary of a CEO that his choice to back down that day changes him forever.
Stand up for yourself. I'd rather you look stupid. I'd rather you look like an asshole than look like a pussy. You know, you gotta stand up for yourself.
I just would like to say, if there are any young men for some reason listening to this show, this overwhelmingly female-dominated show, I just want you to know there are so many things that are worse than seeming like a pussy. I can't recommend being a pussy enough if the options are pussy versus asshole.
Well, Brian's obviously picked being an asshole, and it's then he decides it's not enough to be strong. You have to be willing to punch back. And from now on, he's never going to back down from a fight again. Brian has been living by his code ever since that fateful day in high school. He doesn't let anyone push him around, and it's worked out pretty well for him. It got him through college and into a good job at a pharmaceutical company. It's a job that allows him to have downtime and take vacations, like the snowboarding trip he takes in 2004 at the age of 27. He's sitting on a chairlift in Park City, Utah, when he spots a woman clipping into her snowboard. And as she takes off down the mountain, he feels something inside him, a primal instinct. He later described it on the Savon podcast.
This is what an evolutionary hunter fucking does. You leave the comfort of the cave. I tell my best friend, I'm like, I see a girl. You figure out what you're doing next. I know what I'm doing next.
In his words, he hunted her down. He finds out that her name is Barbara. She's short and tan with bright blue eyes and killer arms. But Brian Johnson can't see those beneath her snowboarding gear. What must stand out to him is her perfect smile. She's actually a dentist. From the moment they start chatting, Brian knows she's the one. Their courtship is like a HIIT workout, fast and intense. A few months later, they get married. They're just so alike, it's scary. Like, scary, scary. Years later, Brian proudly says that after their wedding, they prick their fingertips and let their two bloodstreams become one on a piece of paper. A couple years later, Brian and Barbara settle down in Houston, and Barbara gives birth to their first son, Stryker, with a Y. They open up their own dental practice in 2008, and it takes off pretty quickly. Then, about a year later, they have another son, Brad. Yeah, not Brad, Rad. Brian finally seems to have everything he's ever wanted. Love, respect, and control over his life. But then, as Brian later tells it, Stryker and Rad start getting sick. Really sick. Here's how he later describes it on the Iced Coffee Hour podcast.
My kids couldn't breathe. What a horrific feeling this is, right? When your kids stop breathing, they're turning blue. You give them an EpiPen. It starts to help a little bit, but you don't even know how it happened or how it's going to come back. This is my why in the world. It was my fault. It was what I was feeding them.
They seem to be allergic to everything. Brian says they're constantly in and out of the hospital, and it's breaking his heart. It probably makes him think of the little powerless kid he once was. But now, as an adult, Brian is ready to fight back. He reads everything he can on different diets and lifestyles, and he eventually comes across a book that embraces the health benefits of the ancestral way of living. Sachi, if you were to guess, what do you think that would entail?
I would assume it means like foraging for nuts and berries and eating grubs that you find under rocks and carving meaningful etchings into the walls of several caves.
I mean, you would think that would be the ancestral way of living, but actually a huge component of this includes eating animal organ meat, which is the most nutrient-dense part of an animal. Health experts seem to agree that organ meat is good for us in moderation, but moderation is not Brian's thing. He throws everything out and replaces all the processed foods with bone broth and raw liver. Barbara and the kids hate this. Now, we weren't able to corroborate this story, and it does raise a lot of questions, but it's the origin story Brian shares again and again. He says his family eats nothing for 3 days, I guess in protest of him throwing out everything in the fridge and cupboards. And after those 3 days, Brian says Barbara, Rad, and Stryker start eating the liver. And it turns out they feel great. They have energy and can breathe again. Brian says those allergies just disappear. He believes he saved his family, and he starts to think maybe he can save the rest of the world too. It's 2014, about 6 years since Brian and his family have changed their diet. On the surface, things are going great. Brian and Barbara's dental practice has grown, but that means it's taking up all of their time. Barbara is exhausted and overwhelmed. She can't live like this. One day, while driving home from work, she puts on her blinker and pulls into the parking lot of a local park and cries. This is a story Brian later tells on the H3 podcast. He says that when Barbara finally makes it home, she tells him there has to be a better way for them to live. That's when he tells Barbara about an idea he's been thinking about. He wants to tell everyone about the diet that saved their kids, one inspired by cavemen and heavy on animal-based food like eggs, organs, and of course, lots and lots of meat. But Brian doesn't want to just write some recipe book. If just eating primitively can produce so many benefits, what could fully living primitively do? Brian believes in killing your own food, sleeping on a hard surface, and not using sunscreen. He thinks that the modern world and all its comforts are destroying people's self-worth. That if people were willing to be uncomfortable, they would learn what they could handle. The idea is a little kooky, but Barbara decides to embrace it. The two of them sell off their dental practice and begin to develop a brand based on Brian's way of life. According to his philosophy, our ancestors spent all their time physically touching, aka connecting, with the earth. And we should do the same. So no more shoes or mattresses. He also thinks we should shield ourselves from excessive Wi-Fi and take contrast showers, which alternate between hot and cold every 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I mean, he's entitled to being uncomfortable if that's how he wants to live his life. But I guess my question is, like, how does any of this make a business? How does this make money?
Thank you for asking. So they make money because Brian and Barbara start pushing a very specific type of diet online. It encourages people to eat every part of an animal. He also publishes something he calls the Ancestral Tenets, which promote eating nose to tail. So in addition to eating steak and pork chops, Brian also wants people to eat eyeballs, hearts, kidneys, and testicles. But Brian knows most of us can't grab the stuff at Trader Joe's. So in 2015, he decides to sell his own brand of supplements that he says contain organ meat. First, he sells his supplements through Amazon and then eventually builds a website called ancestralsupplements.com. Brian and Barbara are onto something. They're actually early to what turns out to be an emerging market for organ meat supplements. And by all accounts, the supplements start selling fast.
It just seems like good timing and good marketing.
Yeah, it definitely hit at the right time. Brian spends hours replying to customers' emails and connecting with them. He's changing people's lives, and it changes his own. After a few years of selling supplements, he and his family move into a mansion near Houston. Brian and Barbara finally have the free time to spend with their kids. They're all feeling great and living well, but it's not enough. He's still hungry for more. So he decides to do something drastic. He launches a new website and makes himself the name and face of the business. From this point on, he completely sheds his former identity. Brian was the scrawny little boy who got pushed around, the father who let his kids get sick. But Brian is no more. This is the moment he fully becomes the Liver King.
We get support from Shopify.
Shopify is your no-excuses business partner. Sell without needing to code or design. Just bring your best ideas and Shopify will help you open up shop.
That's right. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
They help you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms.
Yeah, Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., including companies like Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/scampod, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/scampod now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in.
Shopify.com/scampod. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, you don't have to imagine for much longer because Quince is here to transform the way you shop. They have a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Exactly. Like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
Quince is able to give you those savings by partnering directly with top factories that are ethical and safe. They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us.
Well, now that Daylight Savings is here and New York is starting to warm up, I've been wearing the jersey tie dress I got from Quince. It's in a really stretchable, breathable material, and it's super comfortable. And Sarah, I look so good in it.
Saatchi, I believe you.
Thank you.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/scampod for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/scampod for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/scampod.
Now I feel like a legend.
It's a sunny morning in September 2021. Liver King stands on his mansion's driveway, shirtless and sunburned. He's 44 and wears a pair of short shorts, a backwards baseball cap, and hiking boots. He's got a full social media team now, and he's ready to make some content. He puts on 20 pounds of ankle weights and a 70-pound backpack, which is dragging another 70 pounds in weights. Oh, and he's also carrying a huge kettlebell in each hand. Liver King calls this workout the Barbarian. Check out the video that winds up on TikTok.
Okay, so in this video, it appears that the Liver King has turned schlepping into an exercise. His skin looks like a baked potato. And so it looks like a very large chiseled baked potato is lugging several weights up a driveway in Houston, I guess. But it's weird because it's juxtaposed against the mansion he lives in. So it's interesting work.
It's also functionally useless, in my opinion. But the man we once knew as Brian has totally transformed ever since rebranding himself as the Liver King. He's got huge biceps and pecs. Even his beard is bigger than before he started calling himself Liver King. And just so you can really gauge the size difference, I actually have some before and after photos for comparison. The first pic is what Liver King looked like in 2018, a couple of years into selling ancestral supplements. And the second image is what he looks like now.
Okay, so before he started really doing this to himself, he looked like a relatively normal beef guy, like just a beefy man.
Yeah.
In the second image, he looks like if you gave Yukon Cornelius every drug ever made.
Yeah, he's aging like a president during a war. But you know what, Sachi?
With his new ripped physique and catchy name, Liver King steadily amasses followers, gaining 60,000 of them in less than 2 months.
And he learns what works and what doesn't very early on. He finds that he connects with his audience the most when he pushes himself to the limit. Posting that workout video to TikTok gains Liver King so many views and comments. It doesn't really matter if they're good or bad, because all that engagement pushes more people to Liver King's video. The rebrand is so effective, Liver King starts doing more crazy physical stunts. He also starts eating mountains of raw meat and animal parts on camera. And through it all, his message is clear. Live like me and you will look like me, and you can't live like me unless you eat like me. Here he is on TikTok.
Liver is king, and if you want to be an alpha organism dominating life, this is where you start.
Liver King's star is rising, and he uses this newfound celebrity in a kind of surprising way to talk about mental health. He doesn't want men to struggle with their body image the way he did, and people really connect with that message.
Eating organ meat as if it's going to cure your self-esteem problems is not the solution. But it's so clear that the Liver King is also feeding into this kind of ideology a lot of men have about how their diets and exercises should work, which is that they have to be like extreme.
Yes, but also it's working because as Liver King grows, so does his brand and his bank account. Liver King says it isn't about that. He believes that by spreading the ancestral message, he can save men from mental illnesses that are caused by our modern world. But Liver King is hiding a big secret. And when it comes out, it'll threaten to upend his supplements empire. Pretty soon, Liver King's content catches the attention of a guy named Vigorous Steve. Vigorous Steve is a YouTuber and coach who uses his platform to dispel workout myths and show dudes how to get results at the gym. He's also been open about helping people to use steroids more safely. For that reason, he's a little cagey about his real identity. His website says that his name is Stefan, but Steve is a little more anonymous and easier to pronounce. He's got an Eastern European accent, and he now lives in Thailand. He's been bodybuilding for more than 15 years, and he is totally ripped. He looks like who the gods broke Channing Tatum off of. Here's a picture of him, Sachi. Can you describe?
This looks like a poster for the world's strongest man at the circus.
Yeah, he's got a huge back. And when Steve comes across a video for Liver King, he's reminded that he's actually been in touch with him before. He later claims in a YouTube video that Liver King initially contacted him about hiring him as a remote bodybuilding coach. Screenshots of emails Steve later shares online appear to show Brian Johnson as a sender with an email address ending in ancestralsupplements.com. That's Liver King's company. In the email shared online, the sender writes, "As it relates to my goals, I'm the face of several brands. I'm pouring ridiculous resources into making this happen. I have to stay in great fucking shape year-round." And then he goes on to say, "I've been working out for 35 years. But as I've reached my mid-40s, it's getting harder and the back fat fucking kills me. I should mention, we reached out to Liver King for comment and he did not immediately get back to us. We also reached out to Steve, but he didn't want to get into specifics. He wrote to us in part, "Honestly, it's a dead topic at this point and have no real interest to revisit it any further." And then the person in these emails confesses something huge. He writes, quote, "To support these exhaustive efforts, I've recently started taking Omnitrope. Omnitrope, Sachi, is a human growth hormone. It works by boosting testosterone and increasing muscle mass. And it was definitely not around during the time of cavemen. So if Liver King actually wrote these emails, it means that his brand is based on a lie."
It would mean that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, who could have guessed? And in a YouTube video, Steve later claims that he agrees to take Liver King on as a client, but that things go south pretty quickly. Steve says he wanted to take a holistic approach to Liver King's health and fitness, but when asked to do a health screening, Liver King wasn't having it. Steve saw it as a red flag. He claims in the YouTube video that he dropped him as a client and refunded his money.
And I never heard from him again. Now, looking back on it, what he wanted me to do is be his drug guy secretly. Thus, I would have been complicit in this lie all along.
As Steve watches Liver King's videos about ancestral living and his ads for supplements, his stomach probably drops. He's convinced it's all one big lie, and now he knows the truth. All the while, Liver King continues to get more and more popular. He gets covered by meme pages and appears on podcasts like Carnivore MD. When he gets asked specifically about whether he uses performance-enhancing drugs, he says,
"I don't touch the stuff. Isn't it just fucked up that a muscular, lean man has to justify his level of fitness, but a fat, lazy, metabolically deranged, or a skinny, fragile, osteopathically deranged, they don't have to justify their lack of fitness?"
Vigorous Steve is watching Liver King unabashedly spread fitness misinformation. It goes against everything he believes in. But the coach-client relationship is also sacred. Exposing Liver King could endanger Steve's own place and honor in the man world. Steve is torn. And as he wrestles with this dilemma, he's going to have to watch as Liver King becomes more famous than ever. It's March 2022, and Liver King is creating content in Tanzania with the Maasai tribe. He's getting back to his quote-unquote primal roots. We need to watch this clip from Liver King's YouTube together because, Sachi, it is so extra.
"The night is always good and the day is always better."
"Oh, you got blood in that thing."
"Yeah."
"This is our second African sunrise breakfast, but this time it's the best breakfast because we're here with the Maasai. Liver King out."
I have so many thoughts about this.
Sachi, lay it on me.
I mean, this is a... It's just such a strange community to bring up in this context because the Maasai are not eating animal proteins in order to lift weights and become swole. It's just not a priority for the Maasai. So why are they even implicated in this? I don't understand.
I mean, it is so gross to see him kind of exploit this tribe because you can have a really beautiful and authentic experience visiting these places. But it shows me that he's definitely not interested in that.
No, probably not.
I mean, we could do a whole episode about this specific TikTok. In it, Liver King chugs what appears to be a tall glass of blood. And off to the side, his wife, Barbara, is sipping her own glass. And Rad and Stryker aren't too far away. The boys are now preteens, tall and lanky with their blonde hair tied up in Nordic-looking braids. BuzzFeed calls Liver King the biggest bro influencer we have ever seen. And he's under a lot of pressure to keep creating outrageous content that keeps growing his audience. But as Liver King becomes more famous, the disconnect between his ideals and his lifestyle become harder to ignore. Taking a private jet isn't exactly connecting with the earth. Back at home, he works out and sits by the pool with his pack of Dobermans, Axe and Mace, who have their own room in his mansion. And of course, he makes videos about what he eats. For dinner, he claims to eat 16 ounces of full-fat cooked red meat, raw sweetbreads, raw heart or raw bull testicles, and finally, an avocado with sea salt and olive oil. His brand quickly becomes a nightmare marriage of masculinity and conspicuous consumption. He's not just walking in the woods and talking to a camera anymore. His videos now feature his massive truck and his luxury ranch. He also shows himself flying on a private jet emblazoned with the words Liver King on the tail. And yes, there are plates of bone marrow on the private jet. Commenters drool over Liver King's lifestyle, desperate to achieve it themselves. Liver King points his followers, who he calls primals, to the tenets. And in videos like this one from Instagram, he also shows off his products.
If you want to be a top king, if you want unlimited access to cars, money, and if you want to find your queen, then you have to fuel your efforts with ancestral supplements.
It's just nonsense. It's just bullshit. I don't know why I feel this way, but all of this feels like Joe Rogan's fault. And I don't even mean Spotify Joe Rogan or UFC Joe Rogan. I'm talking about Fear Factor Joe Rogan when everybody was like eating spiders and he was laughing.
Well, it is funny you should mention Joe Rogan because he's actually about to get wind of Liver King. And when he does, it'll unleash a scandal that will rock the manosphere to its core. In April 2022, Joe Rogan makes fun of Liver King's whole deal on his podcast, The Joe Rogan Experience. And he makes a bold claim.
Have you seen that bloke that eats the just the raw?
Yeah, that's a gimmick, that guy.
It just looks ridiculous. He's got a plate of hearts and he just looks weird.
He's got an ass filled with steroids is what he's got.
You might think Joe Rogan calling Liver King out for his biggest secret would worry Liver King, but it seems like he loves it. Rogan's podcast subscribers are in the millions, so Liver King uses the controversy to book more media appearances. He gets flown out to LA and appears on shows like Logan Paul's. Knowing he's under fire, Liver King decides to show his softer side. He starts sharing stories from his childhood and self-image struggles. And he gets a lot of these big, tough guys to open up about their own issues. In many of these interviews, Liver King denies the steroid rumors. He goes on a YouTube show called Mark Bell's Power Project and says,
I'm just going to head it, you know, face it head on. I don't touch this stuff. I've never done this stuff. I'm not going to do this stuff.
What stuff?
The ass full of steroids that he talks about.
You've never taken steroids?
Never taken steroids. I've never done PEDs other than prioritize, execute, and dominate in life.
PED Sachi actually stands for performance enhancing drug. Liver King tells reporters he's working on building his own podcast studio and even has a TV deal in the works, but that none of this is about the money or about becoming famous. In May, GQ runs a big story on Liver King. When the reporter asks him about the steroid rumors, Liver King tells her, "I don't touch the stuff." He also says he's grateful to Joe Rogan for bringing him into his ecosystem and that he'd love to be on the podcast someday. One of the best parts of this GQ story, by the way, are the photos. I am sorry to show you these, but you have to take a look.
All right, well, the first photo is of the Liver King laying in his usual state of undress, which is shirtless, with four Dobermans. The next photo is deeply disturbing. It is him and his two sons, and they are also shirtless, and they're sitting around the dinner table eating heads. And then the last photo is him with his wife, who he shared blood with. Good for her. And they're sitting in a pool filled with very large cubes of ice. It's about what you would expect.
It's a modern American family.
This is a Norman Rockwell painting for our age.
Even with all this, Liver King always keeps the steroid rumors at the forefront, knowing from those early videos that even hate watchers boost his place in the algorithm and lead to more views. The more his haters comment, the more famous he gets. And the more famous he gets, the more Liver King branded products he can promote. But soon, the roid debate will stir more than just comments and conspiracies. Liver King is about to finally lose control of his own narrative.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Now I feel like a legend.
By late 2022, Liver King has fully blown up. He's in magazines, on podcasts, and all over the internet. Plenty of people are starting to take notice, but not everyone buys into his whole living natural thing. There's Joe Rogan, obviously, and then there's a vlogger named Derek. He goes by the YouTube handle More Plates, More Dates. He's nowhere near as famous as Joe Rogan, but he's got a pretty healthy following, nearly 2 million subscribers on YouTube. He looks like a millennial, and he's got light brown hair and stubble. Oh, and he is extremely swole. He's known for making vlogs about fitness, biohacking, and trying to figure out which celebrities are on steroids. And lately, he's zeroed in on Liver King. Here's what he has to say about him in one of his earlier YouTube videos.
I think the likelihood is extremely high this guy is enhanced, and I do not think this is representative of ancestral living.
By the way, we reached out to Derek via his YouTube admin page several times and didn't hear back. But he makes his opinions very clear in his YouTube videos. He doesn't necessarily disagree with Liver King's core message. He's all about working out, and he actually has no problem with raw liver. But what he doesn't like is that Liver King is presenting himself as Mr. Back to Nature while flying around on private jets and profiting from a supplements brand. Derek thinks something fishy is going on, but he doesn't have proof. Then Derek gets a hot tip. And now that he has the receipts, it's showtime. In late November, Derek mics himself up and sits down in a wood-paneled room facing his camera. He's wearing a tight white t-shirt. He hits record and starts recounting everything he's learned about Liver King. Here's a clip from the video he uploaded to YouTube.
At the start of the video, I mentioned how there was some information that came across my desk that was shocking, to say the least. This set of redacted emails shows what appears to be Liver King corresponding with a bodybuilding coach.
Derek's video breaks down the accusations against Liver King and the way he's flirted with the steroid controversy. Then he describes the long history and harm caused by lying about steroid use, especially in the health and fitness community. Derek also pushes back against Liver King's claims that he is not profiting off his virality.
Well, many may believe that those who understand the impact extremely viral social media content can have on site traffic, conversion potential, etc., know how absolutely absurd of a statement this is.
And then, finally, Derek unveils what appears to be screenshots of emails that Liver King sent to a bodybuilding coach. Vigorous Steve later says in a YouTube video that he was the body coach who received the emails. In Derek's YouTube expose, he lays out all the allegations of Liver King's steroid use and accuses him of taking advantage of his fans for money. The video is more than an hour long and racks up more than 4.5 million views. Some of Derek's fans call it a masterpiece. Others say he deserves an Emmy or an Oscar. It makes a big impact. And when Liver King catches wind of it, he'll do something completely unexpected. Liver King has recently returned from yak hunting in the Mongolian wilderness. He had his phone off all day, but when he powers it on, he's flooded with texts from his media team. They're panicking. They've seen Derek's video, and the evidence is damning. Liver King's secret is out. Liver King watches the video and takes it all in. Where does he go from here? What does he say? Well, he later says that he immediately calls Derek to thank him. He says the video set him free. He knows it's time to come clean. A few days later, he sits in a dark room on a throne. He he stares straight into the camera and makes a confession. Here's what he says in the YouTube video.
Yes, I've done steroids. And yes, I'm on steroids.
And then he goes right back out on the podcast circuit. He talks about his hardships and about wanting to be honest with his fans. And all these videos, of course, get him even more attention. Liver King pledges to go natural and invites people to follow him on that journey. His latest videos are still garnering hundreds of thousands, even millions of views. And he's still selling supplements. It seems like the Liver King just cannot be dethroned. But he can be sued. On December 28, 2022, Christopher Altomar, a former fan from New York, files a $25 million class action lawsuit against Liver King and his companies. The suit alleges he made false promises and told outright lies to his customers, and that he intentionally misrepresented that his physique was a result of his health program. The plaintiffs are attempting to use his podcasts and video appearances as evidence that he lied. Some even say the diet he advertised made them sick.
That is not surprising. I don't think you can go from eating anything in the way of what a normal diet would be and then start eating raw liver and expect to not feel terrible.
Well, it takes a few attempts, but at 9 a.m. on January 12th, 2023, court papers were finally served at Liver King's luxurious home. Just 2 months later in March, the plaintiffs decide to voluntarily withdraw the lawsuit. But critics like Vigorous Steve are still skeptical. When we reached out to Steve for comment, he said this in an email. I'm surprised people still believe him now that he claims natural. There's been zero proof that he actually is. He continued, at this point, the people who still support him kind of deserve to be lied to and forfeit their earnings to support a charlatan. Some people just need to believe in a dream, no matter how fake that dream really is. Sachi, now that we've talked a lot about eating raw meat, what are you going to eat for dinner tonight?
Some eyelashes, some follicles, some thoughts and prayers.
I guess I'm wondering, how many of his followers do you think were like really eating the testicles and the liver and all of those things?
I'm sure there were lots of men who bought some of his product and tried it once, realized it was A, probably not very good, B, wasn't really going to change their bodies that much, but still liked what the Liver King was saying and what he was bringing to the table. And they kept engaging with it, and that made him very rich.
I also think that most of this whole scam has to do with the fact that, like, he was never really able to get over his own insecurities and face himself. Like, he thought the solution to his problems of being a guy who's a bit short and lost a fight or whatever was to become full on, like, masculine again, like eating this and doing that shit. And it's kind of like the message he's trying to push of being happy with yourself should have, like, nothing to do with any of that. I know it's like so obvious, but I feel like he was able to really hone in on a very specific type of insecurity that men have that is like almost too shameful to even talk about their insecurities or like looking a certain way. And I feel like he was really able to get into this influencer sphere of like, look like me, you won't have these problems anymore and never actually have to deal with the reality of your own life.
I mean, you might even say that the real scam is masculinity. I feel more offended by the simplicity of this scam. It's not new or inventive to tell men to just eat like the innards of a horse. It feels almost tedious. I want to be scammed into eating something new. I want someone to scam me into eating a person. That would be revolutionary. That would really change my life.
Yeah, I guess it's pretty easy to come up with like a crazy diet of like...
Yeah, like more animal fat, more animal protein.
Oh, I came up with a good one the other day.
Oh, what is it?
Forget microplastics. It's time to start consuming macroplastics. Just cut to the chase.
You know what? That's good. That's the kind of scam that I'm looking for, the kind of diet scam I'm looking for at this point.
But I will say, I think the lesson here is just don't pretend you're reinventing the wheel here, you know?
Yeah.
Just eat your liver and enjoy it and don't try and make a lot of money by selling supplements of raw organs, which is a whole other thing I don't even understand, you know?
Here's a tip for our male listeners, all three of you out there. Just eat stuff you like and eat it normally and don't talk to people about it and don't make your diet a linchpin element of your personality. Get a hobby. You know what? Men need hobbies. That's why this happens. The lesson today is if you are a man, you need a hobby. Go fly a kite. Learn to crochet. Call your mother. Or don't.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Scamfluencers ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
It's all a lighthearted nightmare on our podcast, Morbid.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina Urquhart.
And I'm Ash Kelly.
And our show is part true crime, part spooky, and part comedy.
The stories we cover are well-researched.
He claimed and confessed to officially killing up to 28 people.
With a touch of humor.
I'd just like to go ahead and say that if there's no band called Malevolent Deity, that is pretty great.
A dash of sarcasm and just garnished a bit with a little bit of cursing.
This motherfucker lied.
Like a liar.
Like a liar.
And if you're a weirdo like us and love to cozy up to a creepy tale of the paranormal,
or you love to hop in the Wayback Machine and dissect the details of some of history's most notorious crimes,
you should tune in to our podcast, Morbid. Follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to episodes early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This is Do You Even Grift, Bro? I'm Sarah Hagee.
And I'm Saatchi Cole. If you have a tip for us on a story that you think we should cover, please email us at scamfluencers@wondery.com. We use many sources in our research. A few that were particularly helpful were the GQ article In the Court of the Liver King by Madeline Aguilar, the YouTube video The Liver King Lie by More Plates, More Dates, and the Diary of a CEO's interview with Liver King.
Colleen Scriven wrote this episode. Additional writing by us, Saatchi Cole and Sarah Hagee. Our senior producer is Jen Swan. Our producer is John Reed. Our associate producers are Charlotte Miller and Lexi Peary. Our story editor and producer is Sarah Ennie. Our story editors are Eric Thurm and Allison Weintraub. Sound design is by James Morgan. Fact-checking by Gabrielle Drolet. Additional audio assistance provided by Adrian Tapia. Our music supervisor is Scott Velasquez for Freesound Sync. Our managing producer is Matt Gant, and our senior managing producer is Tanja Thigpen. Our coordinating producer is Desi Blaylock. Kate Young and Olivia Richard are our series producers. Our senior story editor is Rachel B. Doyle. Our senior producer is Ginny Bloom. Our executive producers are Janine Cornelo, Stephanie Jens, Jenny Lauer-Beckman, and Marshall Louie for Wondery.